Murder on the Minnesota by Edward Marston. Read by James Langton. Chapter 1, May 1908. They were being driven along Fifth Avenue in a hansom when he broke the news to her. Genevieve Masefield sensed that he had something important to divulge, but she did not press him. One of the first things she had learned about George Porter Dillman was that he could not be rushed. He liked to take his time. Accordingly, their conversation moved at the same leisurely pace as the cab. With the sun glinting off its harness, the bay mare pulled them along at a gentle and unvarying trot. Genevieve peeped out from under the broad brim of her straw hat to admire the mansions they passed and to enjoy her fleeting fantasies of ownership.
"I like that one," she decided, pointing a finger.
"You have good taste, Genevieve.
It's such a gracious house."
"I agree," he said, "but it would come at a gracious price."
She gave a sigh.
"There's always a catch."
They made a handsome couple. The tall, slim, elegant Dillman was immaculate in a pale grey suit, his straw boater angled to display his striking features to the best advantage. Genevieve wore a dress of white lace and a pair of white lace gloves.